So originally I had submitted this as a one of those 5-minute rapid sessions, and I guess we didn't have enough to actually have a 15-minute and a 5-minute, and so we got combined. So discovered that 10 minutes ago. So you guys will be we'll be right on time today. So I'm going to be talking about student response systems today, and I'll be using my course as a case study for Intro Soas course at Kansas State. So when we think of large lectures, typically we consider those to be 80, 100, 200, 400 students. So very large rooms, lots of students. And because of the students are just so physically removed from the actual instructor, they can sort of feel disengaged or maybe more easily distracted. And so there's been a lot of attempts to sort of re-engage those students, and so they get more learning out of these large lectures. And so a prior solution was to use so-called clicker-based student response systems. So with these clickers, the students would, at the time when they purchased their textbooks, they would actually buy a clicker and also pay for a subscription to that clicker service. And then they have a piece of hardware that they submit their answer, send it in to the instructor, and they'd be able to show those results live on the computer screen. But the issue with these is, I know when I was a student, I had 3 different classes that used clickers, and they all used a different hardware system. And so I had to spend about $60 a piece on 3 different clickers that I only used once in my lifetime. So there's sort of a cost issue with that and a device compatibility. But today, with the advance of smartphones and Wi-Fi, we have a potential solution, and that's to use student response systems that are mobile device compatible. And so that's actually what we started investigating at Kansas State. The large lecture room that I lecture in last Christmas break actually had a revamp of the Wi-Fi system so that it could actually hold enough data for 120 students at one time. And so because of that, I wanted to start incorporating a student response system in there. And so what I did first is I did a sort of informal survey of the instructors in our department and just asking them if we maybe adopted a student response system for several different classes, what sort of features would they like? And so the criteria that we looked at, the ones that are in bold are the ones that everyone said were really important. So we wanted something that was easy to use for us instructors as well as for the students. And also have it to be low cost, both for the student and the department. And we didn't want a hardware requirement. So we didn't want the students to have to go out, pay $60 for a piece of hardware that they might not ever use again. So some sort of extras that we kind of wanted were lots of options for different types of questions, as well as good online reviews where other people have used these services, tested them out, and it was so we could go off of basically internet feedback. And we also wanted something where the students might be more familiar with it if it's used in other classes on campus. And so I talked to some of the people in our IT department to see what other classes are using what services and went from there. We also used the Canvas learning management system. And if we wanted to use these for grades, we need to be able to have that integrate with Canvas so we can actually have some functionality there. And I came across a really good resource for this. So the socialcompare.com website actually has a comparison of all the different student response systems online or that are currently offered. And there's about 15 of them. And from those, just on the features alone, we kind of narrowed it down to about 5 of them. And then I went and spoke to some representatives from each of these companies to sort of get their sales pitch on why theirs was the best. And ultimately, we decided that Top Hat from the Top Hat Monaco Corporation was the best option for us. For Top Hat, it's the cost for the student. If you pay for just one semester, it's $24. For a year, it's $36. And for a lifetime subscription, it's I think $72, which was comparable to the rest of the services, but there wasn't a hardware requirement. So we thought that was a pretty decent price, and there was no cost to the department. And so the class that I implemented this in was Agronomy 305 Soils. And in this class, we have approximately 120 students every semester. And for the lecture component of it, we have a one-hour lecture 3 times a week. So we tested this out in the spring 2016 semester. And during that, in previous semesters, we actually had attendance in that lecture count for about 9% of the grade. And so what I did during this trial period is I reduced that down to 6%, giving me about 3% of the grade to sort of play with and sort of give the students some incentive to actually pay for the subscription, use it regularly, and come to class. And so so with this 3%, 1.5% went to participation. So for every question they actually submitted an answer for, they got points for it. And then they also got points if they got the answer correct. So so 3% of the grade was broken down that way. So how I actually implemented this was in most lectures, I tried to ask about two questions for each lecture. And really what that came down to was we had it takes some time. So when you ask a question, it takes some time for the students to actually think about it, submit an answer. Sometimes, and I let them freely talk about these questions with their neighbors. And so with each question, it takes about 3 minutes or so, maybe sometimes longer. So I didn't want to take too much more time out of the regular lecture material. And so two seemed like about the right balance for one, to provide a break for the students from the material, but also allowed me some time to actually check for understanding. So I could see if the students had or didn't quite understand an issue, where I could go back and readdress it. And also to help myself out, what I did is I took the Top Hat logo, as you see here, and I would stick that on the corner of the slides where I knew I had a Top Hat question to ask. And that way I could remind myself to actually submit that question and take a break. So this is an example of a screenshot. So this rectangle on the bottom here. This is a screenshot that would actually show up on the projector in class. And if the students were using their cell phone or a tablet or a computer in class, then this would actually go full screen on their device. And so in this particular question, we were talking about soil microbiology, and I asked what group of organisms dominates in a saturated or low oxygen environments, so essentially anaerobic environments. And the correct answer was bacteria, and I'll talk about this with the students submitted in a second. But also I want you to notice that down near the bottom, Top Hat does offer SMS responses. So there's a phone number where they log into the class, they can send a text message to Top Hat's server, and then that sends it to my computer so they can submit it that way. The issue with my lecture hall is that there wasn't a Wi-Fi signal, and so so it didn't really, or there wasn't a cell signal, so it didn't really matter anyway, so they had to have a Wi-Fi enabled device. But also at the bottom you can see it has the number of students that responded. So of the 84 that were present on that particular day, all of them had submitted an answer, so I can see the progress of submissions. And then in the bottom here, I can see the results right away, and if I click on that button, it would immediately show the students' results and close it from further submissions. So that way, once they see the answer, they can't go back and change their answer right away. And so so once I click the results, this is what you see here. So 61 of the students said fungi was the correct answer, and 23 did not. And so because about three-fourths of the students got it wrong, this is something I realized that I need to go back and readdress before we moved on. So that was my sort of check for understanding. But also the students get to see what their fellow classmates answered as well. And so there's for Top Hat, there's six different question styles you can ask. So they have multiple choice, true-false, ranking, click on answer, numeric answers, and word answers. So there's six different choices. And the one that I really like, actually, is the so-called click-on answer. And so what you see on the right is we have a texture problem where I had the students identify what the texture class is based on a soil sample having 20% clay and 40% sand. And there should be a loam. And so most of the students did click on the right position on the picture. So those ones got it right. But the rest of the students clicked somewhere else on the triangle, so they got participation points, but got it wrong. And so there were some that got it wrong, so I can go back and readdress that again. But at least most of them got it right. All right, so I also did a student survey at the end of the semester, and I included these as optional or additional questions on my teaching evaluation form. And so I had six different questions that were asked. Some of the key takeaways I had from that was the students thought that using Top Hat actually encouraged them to attend regularly. So I did collect attendance for that 6% of the grade using Top Hat, but also they got points for actually participating as well. And the students didn't really have any strong feelings about the cost, so they didn't really feel it was too expensive or too cheap, so it tells me that the price point at the current time was about right for these students. And but also the thing that kind of concerned me is I asked if they actually use it outside of class for studying for exams, because these questions that I ask on Top Hat are very similar to what I actually ask on the exams. And you can post questions for review so they can actually look at these questions and try it as sort of a test question or a practice test question. And not many of them were doing that. So I've sort of emphasized that later on in this current semester using Top Hat. So I have some my main conclusions from this talk, from this sort of trial of Top Hat, where student response systems give a nice low-cost alternative to these traditional clicker systems. And also we selected it based on the faculty criteria, so Top Hat might be a good fit for us, but there are some other options out there that might be a better fit for all of your departments. And overall, the students liked it. They had better attendance because of it. Didn't think it was too expensive, but they, at least for this semester, were not using it outside of class. So with that, are there any questions? Yeah. No. So I'm actually a home brewer, and so fungi do, they still require oxygen even in beer, and so they typically live on the top of the beer in the fermenter, so they use oxygen, and so they do still require oxygen, but yeah. I don't know. It could be something as easy as maybe there's a student whose voice carried, and as they were talking to a neighbor, that someone else might have heard him and figured that was the right answer because someone was talking about it. So I don't know. It could be something like that. But, I was surprised that was the answer. Do you have a question, Paula?
Yeah.
I don't think so. So the dominant company with clickers is called iClicker, and so it's actually a separate corporation from Top Hat. So typically they don't communicate with each other.